Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the College Wrestling Review Podcast, brought to you by LinkShreds.com. LinkShreds is an action sports apparel company sponsoring athletes such as former NCAA champion Bubba Jenkins from Arizona State, now currently fighting in Bellator, also catching passes from the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, tight end of the San Francisco 49ers, Garrett Celek, along with former quarterback of the Michigan State Spartans and current quarterback of the Washington Redskins, Kirk Cousins. For all your Lynx action sports apparel needs, visit LynxShreds.com. Now, let's jump right into the topic of discussion, and that topic of discussion is the Eastern Michigan duels. We're not worried about the Eastern Michigan Open. That's going to be later down the road, but 39 ranked wrestlers in the top 20 of the country. These rankings that we're giving you are coming to you from flowwrestling.org, so make sure you check out those rankings. Two questions I have recently been asked. One, am I going to be at the Eastern Michigan duels? Your answer is ding, 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 yes. And number two is the man, the myth, the legend from Ohio University, the Bobcat, the one, the only, Phil Wellington. Yes, he is going to be there. Make sure you check out Phil Wellington. He'll be wrestling Max Huntley in the first duel between the Ohio Bobcats and the University of Michigan Wolverines. To start out, we have some great teams attending this tournament. So if you are unaware of the teams that are going to be attending, we got Kent State, we have Southern Illinois, Edwardsville, Lock Haven, Ohio University, a.k.a. Phil Wellington's team, Northwestern, Michigan State, Central Michigan, Northern Illinois, University of Michigan, Chattanooga, and that's Tennessee of Chattanooga, Clarion, Eastern Michigan, who's hosting the duels, and the Edinburgh Fighting Scouts out of Pennsylvania, ranked number 6 in the country. Now, we're not going to get too into detail with what's going on tomorrow at the tournament. This is being recorded November 14th, 2014, the day before the tournament. So this is kind of just a preview. I figured I'd come to you with just my thoughts on what's going to happen on the duel that's going to take place. The third duel of the day. So what's happening is, I just mentioned to you all the teams. Each team is going to have a bye throughout the day, so there's going to be 3 total duels, but 4 rounds. So each team will have 3 duels. Let's just get to the main duel. Or we could do this. We can get to you. Kent State currently just broke into the rankings on flowwrestling.org. Kent State's number 20. Michigan's ranked number 9. Northwestern's ranked number 6. Edinburgh's ranked number 5. The duel that's going to be most important throughout this weekend is going to be Edinburgh Fighting Scouts of Pennsylvania wrestling the University of Michigan Wolverines at number 9. This is going to be a tremendous duel. And the reason I say that is because each of these teams have multiple kids ranked in the top 20 of the country. Let's start out with the law firm of the Edinburgh Fighting Scouts. And I say the law firm because if you have a problem, car accident, healthcare troubles, divorce, call the law firm of Shop, Port, and Habit. They'll take care of all of your needs, whether it be, like I said, divorce, whether it be a car accident, will it be healthcare problems, no matter what you have, the law firm's going to take care of that. Mitchell Port, currently ranked number 2 in the country. AJ Shop, currently ranked number 1 in the country. David Habit, currently ranked number 6 in the country. It's rare that you see 3 returning All-Americans, and you're going to see him here all in one duel. Keep that in mind. All in one duel, all for one team. Okay? Now, it's going to be tough. If you were asking me, how is the University of Michigan going to win this duel, I would have to say there's 3 states that you don't want to be on bottom starting out a duel, and that's Ohio, New Jersey, or Pennsylvania. You never want to be on bottom in any of those 3 states. If someone came up to me and they said, hey, Eric, you're wrestling someone from New Jersey, out bada bing, I'm not going down on him. I know what he's going to do. He's going to ride me. He's going to pick up his riding point. He's going to win 3-2. All right? That's not what I'm going to do. I'm here to get off bottom. Okay? So, we'll start out. Connor Yusey, number 17 of Michigan. He's going to be wrestling Corey Mines. Corey Mines has jumped in and out of the rankings throughout his career. Great wrestler. Very explosive. Is able to get off bottom. Great rider on top, and very explosive on his feet. Consistency has been the key to Corey Mines' demise, so make sure you pay attention to that. If someone came to me and they said, Corey Mines beat Connor Yutzi of Michigan, would I be surprised? Absolutely not. I would not, only because I saw Yutzi at the Michigan State Open. He didn't look too explosive. That could be because first tournament of the season. Who knows? We'll keep an eye on that. Heading on to 133, Rossi Bruno, ranked number 9 in the country, wrestling, like I said, the leader of the law firm, and that's AJ Shop of Edinburgh. Where does this match go? I think that, you know, Rossi Bruno very defensive wrestler. If you're a defensive wrestler wrestling AJ Shop, there's a couple things that you need to do. You need to be able to get off bottom, because AJ Shop's going to get 1 takedown, maybe 2 takedowns, and he's going to ride you. He's going to get his riding point, so you already know you're going to be down 5-0 going into the match. He's going to get 2 takedowns. That's a given. He will get the 2 takedowns. Are you going to be able to escape and eat those takedowns? That's the tough question. So he'll be up 5-0. The key to this victory is, will Rossi Bruno be able not to give up bonus points? Heading on to 141, we're only going to review the matches that we have ranked wrestlers against. There's no point in, you know, those throw matches. We'll figure those out while the day goes ahead, the day goes along. But Mitchell Port is going to be wrestling Sean Dutton, or Steven Dutton. I keep calling him Sean Dutton for some reason. I'll talk to him tomorrow, see if we can change his name. If he's not going to want to do it, we'll have to call him by his original name. That's Steven Dutton, government given, versus Mitchell Port. 2-4 in the rankings, both returning All-Americans. I can't even call it. That's such a tough match. A great match to watch. And make sure you're following me on Twitter, EZE_Shownuff. I'm going to be tweeting throughout this match the entire day. Habit, there's nobody ranked from Michigan. Heading to 157, we have Brian Murphy versus Austin Matthews. Brian Murphy looked good at the Michigan State Open, looked great in the finals. Referee's decision, it shouldn't be called that, but it was. Referee unsportsmanlike conduct might have cost him the match. I'm not saying it did cost him the match, because it's up to the wrestler to keep your cool, go out there, wrestle your match. The one thing you learn as a young wrestler is to never let the referee take control of the match. I think he might have did that, but that's okay. Taylor Massa will be wrestling at 165. He's number 8 in the country. Heading on to 174, no ranked wrestlers. 184, we're going to have Dominic Abounderber, number 8 in the country, versus Vic Avery, number 12. We'll see how that match goes. Max Huntley is at 197, and Adam Kuhn. You know, Edinburgh's ranked higher than Michigan. And I'm not, you all know that I'm a Big Ten guy. But if you were to put money on it, you can't count University of Michigan out. You know, McFarland has them scrapping. Kellen Russell has them scrapping. They're here to wrestle. They want – they're chasing a title. They're two weight classes away right now from chasing a title. That's, you know, give them somebody in the hunt that they don't have. Give them one or two weight classes, and they're there. Because the big – I'm not saying the Big Ten is weak this year, but it's vulnerable. And the University of Michigan has the wrestlers that they need. You know, how many guys are ranked in the top 10 for their team? Get one or two matches versus a good guy, and that's how it goes. I'm calling the upset. You know, shoot me down. Do what you want to do. This is going to be, you know, I might eat my words, and I hope I don't. But I'm calling. I think the law firm, if they don't pick up bonus points, they're in trouble. That's going to be the key. Will those three guys be able to pick up bonus points? So we'll leave it at that. This episode of the College Wrestling Review videocast has brought to you by Link Shreds Action Sports Apparel. Visit linkshreds.com for all your action sports apparel needs. Also, follow Prestige Worldwide Wrestling, PWW, on Twitter. Also, follow EZE_Shownuff on Twitter. I'll be tweeting all day tomorrow during the duels. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please leave them. Or you can email me at collegewrestlingreview@gmail.com, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks again for listening, and make sure once the podcast comes out, please make sure to subscribe, download every day, comment, and leave us a high rating if you like it. If not, leave us a low rating, and we'll come find you and double leg you whenever possible. Thanks a lot, and like I said, look forward to the tweets tomorrow.